Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis, 9:12. Mishnah continues to just things that stopped over time. So here it says, Mishemesu Nevim Harishonim. Once the early Nevim died, this means the Nevim that preceded Chagai, Zachariah, Malachi, who were really the last Nevim at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, so meaning at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. Batlu Urim Vetumim. The Urim Vetumim stopped operating. Urim Vetumim, a reference to the ability for the Kohen Gadol to consult the 12 stones of the Choshen, on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, on which there were the names of the 12 tribes, as well as the names of the three Avos, and the words Shiftei Ka, and all those together give you all the letters in the alphabet, and they would be able to ask questions and get an answer from like those letters and becoming more bold, and the Kohen Gadol could see those letters becoming bold, and then knew through like Ruach HaKodesh how to, you know, unscrabble those letters to make them into an answer to his question. Now that stopped happening in the time after the Nevi'im Rishonim, meaning after the end of the First Temple period and the beginning of the Second Temple period. Exactly what the Urim V'Tumim are, there's a machlokas. Most learned, we're talking about actually the technical Urim V'Tumim is a piece of parchment which has Hashem's name on it, which is then like put into the folds of the Choshen, because that breastplate kind of folds in half. Others learn it's referring to the breastplate itself. Whatever it is, it stopped working at that time. Also, Mishecharav Beis HaMikdash, Batal HaShamir. The Shamir stopped being around at the end of the Beis HaMikdash. Here we're talking about Beis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash period. The Shamir was a tiny little, like a worm. It was like the size of a barley corn, so very small, which had the ability to sort of crack stones that they were sitting on. So, for example, to cut the stones for the Choshen, you couldn't actually use a metal implement. That was against the halacha. So therefore, how did they engrave names and so on? They used the shamir. But after the end of the Beis HaMikdash by Sheni, the shamir disappeared. We haven't got any more. And since I have never seen one, I can tell you nothing more about it. Further says the Mishnah, V'nofes tzufim. Also, nofes tzufim stopped being. Nofes tzufim means, according to the Gemara, either a like very special tasting honey, which is how the bartender learns, or like a kind of like sweet flour, meaning flour that you eat the powder that has been cooked and so on. In any case, tzufim, the bartender's pshat is that it came from a place called Tzipia, so that is tzufim means it's from that place. Tzufim ostensibly is a place from where the honey is coming from. So no longer available after the Beis HaMikdash. And also, Ufasku Anshe Amana, men of true faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just disappeared from off the scene after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, meaning these are people who believed in Hashem so wholeheartedly that they didn't have any compunction to spend money on Hidur Mitzvah, on giving tzedakah, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they were sure, even though they, you know, it would mean they didn't know where tomorrow's meal would come from, but they had confidence Hashem would provide them with the wherewithal to keep on going. Those people disappeared off the scene after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shenatmar, as the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk from Tehillim, where it says, Hoshia Hashem ki gamar chasid, save us Hashem because the chasidim have ended. And then it says, V'gomer, finish the pasuk, but the rest of the pasuk, which is the essential part really, is kifasu emunim b'nei adam. Because the emunim, the people who are the b'nei amana, the people who have true faith in Hashem, have stopped being. So it's kind of an unusual proof text, right? What's happening here is David HaMelech said this pasuk many years before the Churban HaBayis, of course, like 1,000 years before. But this was like a nevuah, and Chazal understand that this nevuah that David HaMelech wrote about for the future was applicable to this time. Says the Mishnah further, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Hoshua. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the Nasi really after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but Rabbi Hoshua, who was like his father's contemporary, he said in his name, because he heard he was there at the time, Rabbi Yoshua was there at the time of the Churban. So he said, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klala. There's no day on which there isn't a curse, by which he means each day gets worse than the next. Then I should say each one gets worse than the previous. So it's like ongoing klala. Things are totally devolving over time, worse and worse and worse. More than that, v'lo yarad hatal livracha, the dew no longer descends as a blessing. Tosefta speaks out that like it used to be that the dew helped things, but now instead of like making the wheat better, it now makes it kind of rot and go black. V'nitel tam haperos, and also said Rabbi Yeshua that the taste of the fruit has been removed, meaning now fruit is much less tasty than it was before. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afnitel shomen haperos. Rabbi Yossi says not just the taste that's gone, but also like the richness of the fruit, meaning its ability to sustain and nourish, has also been removed. So the fruit now is also less sort of nutritious and satisfying than it had been before.